to IA, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, where we dissect, discuss, and debate police conduct because what police do or fail to do matters. It affects each of us. I'm Garrett Davidson, here with Atif, and man, it's my understanding you got another thing to share with us.
Yeah, man, I was thinking about some of the old stories from when I was on, a few of the units I was on, and one of the stories that kind of stands out to me, it's a kind of a funny story. At least I think it's funny. I've named this Forever My Lady. I was on a unit called CSU, and the CSU stands for Crime Suppressing Unit. And on this unit, we dealt with a lot of guns, drugs, prostitutes. I mean, anything that the normal police officer wouldn't be able to see in a uniform aspect, we saw it in plain clothes because we were a plain clothed unit and we drove cars that were regular street cars. We would have these nights where we would go out and try to solicit the services of a prostitute. And that would be our main focus from the night. So we called it a prostitution sting. So this was, I want to say it was about a Thursday night, probably a Thursday, because normally we didn't do this on Fridays. But so it was probably a Wednesday or a Thursday. And if we did do it on a Friday, it was normally a daytime operation and not a nighttime. So it had to be Thursday because this was at night. That night we had Puddin as the undercover John. And Puddin is a buddy of mine. It's a big dude. When I say big dude, he's muscles, like he's a big dude. And he has real deep voice. And, you know, when you hear him coming, you hear him coming. Like, I mean, this dude's voice is like crazy. Man, he was good at picking up these prostitutes. And most of the time, they never hesitated when they seen him rolling up. One night, he was doing that in an undercover capacity as the John. And of course, when Puddin is the John, I mean, we always had good turnouts because he could pick him up. Like, it, I mean, to the point where we sometimes had to stop and be like, hey, man, we got to catch up because you pulling in too many of them, you know, and we would have to stop, catch up the paperwork because we would have a area where we actually go pick him up. And then we'd have another area where we actually would process them just so we're away from the area where the normal Johns and the normal prostitutes would be gathering or frequenting. So we would normally go to like a back of a school, because if you know anything about the criminal element in the criminal world, for good reason, most criminals stay away from schools because nobody wants that school zone charge for anything. I mean, you get caught with a gun or some dope in a school zone, it adds some extra elements and time to your stint of jail. So we would process them normally in the back of a school or the back of a grocery store or something like that. We had gotten to the point where we probably had anywhere between 10 and 12 prostitutes that night. Somebody said, hey, do we want to try to do a few more, or do we want to call it quits for the night because we pretty much had enough? Somebody said, well, we'll probably do a few more, because we got a lot of time left. You know, it was probably about 4 or 5 hours left before the shift was over. So we went back out and we had swooped up so many prostitutes. I mean, it was probably little to none left in the area. So we decided to go to another area where we knew prostitutes would frequent often. And then who do we see? We see old Moose. And Moose is a known prostitute. And initially I'm thinking Moose ain't going for it, you know. She pretty much knows all of us. If not know us, she probably knows our cars as well. Somebody says on the talk around radio, man, I don't think you can pick Moose up. So
challenge accepted.
Exactly. So Puddin says, bet I can. Then he comes back and goes, man, I don't know. I don't know if she's going for it. Cause he had drove around a couple of times, kind of gave her the head nod, see if she kind of reacts to it. And nothing's happening. So he rides around again. She's still out. And I don't know if she was trying to see if he was really the police or if he was really trying to do business or what. But I know finally she bit. He stops, picks her up in the car. They're driving around. At the time, we had these repeater mics and everybody had their own radio so we could listen in. If you were close enough, with the radio waves, you could listen in to exactly everything they're saying. So the radio station's on. And at this time of the night, it's the the Quiet Storm radio. So they're playing all of the slow jams, you know, all the R&B songs, you know, because that's the radio station Putin kept it on in his truck. So they're riding around, and guess what comes on the radio? Jodeci, Forever My Lady. So they're working on the deal. They're talking about, you know what it is that Putin is wanting out of the deal. Once they come to an understanding of what he wants from the prostitution deal, we always have a signal. And one of the signals is, especially in the prostitution scene, is that's a good deal. You know, we would just say something like that. Hey, that's a good deal. So we hear the signal. That's a good deal. She starts singing Forever My Lady. And then they both break into this song by Jodeci, Forever My Lady. And they're singing it together like it's a duet. So on our talk around channel, not the repeater radio, but on our talk around channel, somebody says, is Putin singing with the prostitute? And I get on there and go, man, I think he is. I mean, we can at least let him finish the song. I mean, they sound so good together. So by this time, Putin says, that's a good deal. So as soon as he says a good deal, they break back into the song and they keep singing together. So then Putin goes, all right, now that's a good deal. Now y'all can move on. So then we're all laughing and we move in. And as soon as we all get out the car, because by this time, Moose, she knows that the gig is up. She knows who we are. And Putin has told her, hey, I'm the police, because we hadn't moved in yet. But we were close enough to where if something would have happened, we had his back. But she got out the car. She knew what it was. And she had already started trying to cut a deal. Like, can I just get a citation and I work for y'all? And, you know, because we would let people do that sometimes. And as soon as we got out the car, Putin goes, man, y'all think y'all funny, don't you? And I go, Putin, man, y'all sounded so good together, man. I had to let the song finish at least. He said, man, gone. But yeah, man, Putin sung that duet with a Moose, man, and it was just hilarious, man. And we had so much fun over at that unit, and I had a lot of fun with those guys. So yeah,
you know, it's moments like those that make this job a little more bearable at times, all the difficulties that police officers have, and it forms those kind of memories that I don't think you really can get anywhere else in any other line of work. So, well, man, I appreciate you sharing that funny episode with us.
Please stay tuned for the next episode where we will further discuss and dissect more of the IGB stories that you want to hear. And always, please be good and be safe.